Again, welcome everyone. Welcome to the Dream Team Prayer Line. God is doing great things in our midst, and for that, we are thankful. Okay, tonight we're going to talk about Jehovah Tsaba, meaning the Lord, our warrior. As that is the word, Tsaba is the Hebrew word meaning army or host. But we talk about Jehovah. God is God all by himself. He's an army all by himself. He's a host all by himself. So we refer to Jehovah Tsaba, the Lord, our warrior. You want to know how to spell that? You know how to spell Jehovah, but then this word Tsaba, it's capital T-S-A-B-A, Tsaba. And again, that means God is army. He's an army by himself. He's a host by himself. If you recall, in 2 Chronicles, you remember when Jehoshaphat instructed the people to just go out in front of the enemy, just don't worry about the enemy, and just begin to praise God. Praise God, worship him, and let the high praises of God come out. And praise God. And then the Lord said, tell the people, they don't need to be afraid, or they don't need to worry about the enemy, simply because the battle is not theirs, but the battle is the Lord's. Amen? We're talking about Jehovah Tsaba. He's the Lord, our warrior. So I ask that you turn your Bibles to Exodus. Exodus, the 15th chapter. And I'm going to be reading from the 1st through the 8th verses. And this actually is Moses and the children of Israel. They were singing a song following how the Lord delivered them from Pharaoh, delivered them out of Egypt. And that's what this song, this particular verses will talk about. Exodus 15, 1 through 8. It reads, then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. You remember that. Praise God. And they came on horse, and the water overwhelmed them. Verse 2, it says, the Lord is my strength. This is what they sang. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Verse 4 said, Pharaoh's chariots and his hosts hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. My God, what a mighty warrior. Verse 6 says, thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, have dashed in pieces, the enemy. Verse 7 says, and in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sendest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. And with the blast of their nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The floods stood upright as in heat, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. Praise God. And you recall the rest of it, that as God, it said he just blew on it, and the sea came together, and Pharaoh's army was all swallowed up, and the Bible said reduced them as stubble all right down to the bottom. Who even dares to stand against our God? My God, we're talking about Jehovah Tsaba, the Lord, our warrior. Praise God. The Lord is, the verse, I think verse 3, it says, the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. And then I want to turn your attention to 1 Samuel 17 and 45. And this is what it says. Then David, he said this to the Philistine. You recall when the big giant, when he came to defy the armies of the Lord, and when he saw how David came out there, the Bible says he ran out. He ran toward him, and he listened to him making all that big talk, and he laughed and says, well, you know, I mean, he says, you know, I'm not a dog. He says, I don't know why you sent a little runt like this to come out against me. In other words, he felt he was insulted. But look what David said. Then David said to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. He says, but I am coming to thee in the name of Jehovah, Tsaba, the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. And when the Philistine, he came forward to meet David, the scripture says David ran quickly. He was fast about it because he knew in whom he believed. He knew that God was going to fight the battle. He knew that God was with him. And listen, when you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is with you, no matter what you are facing, no matter what how the odds are gathered over, stacked up against you, you know when you have God on your side, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. So David wasn't careful about how he answered him, and it didn't make any difference how he kept defying the armies of God. David knew that God was with him, and when God told him to charge forth, he wasn't even slow about it. The Bible says quickly he ran toward that big giant Goliath, you know, and then after that, David knew that God, his creator, was with him, and everything was actually all over. When God said to him, you just take those five stones. You take those five smooth stones in your pouch. And then the Lord told it. The Lord directed that slingshot. The Lord directed that right in the middle of that giant's forehead. My God. So you and I, as believers in Jesus Christ, this gives us to know that God is able to fight your battle, no matter how hard it seems, no matter how many times the door has been shut in your face, no matter how many times people have turned you down, maybe the bank has turned you down, maybe you didn't get the job you wanted, but let me tell you, when God is on your side, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We don't have anything to worry about because you don't have to fight the battle because the Lord is our warrior. Hallelujah. And we have to know in whom we believe. We need to remember, as it says, even in Revelation 1 and 18. I know I'm going pretty quick tonight because it is a lot to cover, but we are going to try to do the best we can to give you this just a snippet of Jehovah Tsaba, the Lord our warrior, who we have on our side, who walks with us, talks with us each and every day, who just keeps us covered with the angels that he already directed and gave them charge to take care of them, to take care of us. Amen. It just remind us in Revelation 1 and 18, this is what Jesus says. He says, I am the living one. He says, I was dead, but now look, I am alive forevermore. And he says, and I hold the keys of death. See, Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Praise God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. We have Jesus. He is our warrior. He is our protector. Jesus is our deliverer. He is also our Savior. He will never leave. He will never forsake us. He is with us always, even unto the end of the world. He has made it because of his blood, because of his shed blood. He has given us, he has made us the righteousness of God through his shed blood. Glory to God. You ought to be getting excited, just like I'm excited right now. Hallelujah. Christ in us is the hope of glory. Amen, somebody. He said, I once was dead, but now I'm alive forevermore. I've got the keys to the heaven and to the heaven and earth. Nothing can pluck you out of my hand. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All power, not some power, but all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. See, God and God alone has power over death and hell, according to that scripture. Jesus did not have to fight Satan for anything because Jesus, because of his death on the cross, he was the intimate person. And the ultimate victory was won by his death on that cross. Hallelujah. When he hung his head, hallelujah, in the locks of his shoulder, he said, Father, it is finish. Hallelujah. Praise God. He began to lead captivity captive. He gave gifts unto men. He set the captives free. My God, hallelujah. And you and I, we are the remnant of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. We are the ones who he has chosen. We didn't choose him, but he chose us simply because he loved us when we were yet sinners. Amen, somebody. Can I tell you the gospel story? Glory to God. We want you to see him tonight. See Jesus. See him. See God as Jehovah Tsaba. He is the Lord, our warrior. Understand this. Colossians 2:15, it tells us we are having disarmed the powers of authorities. He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Hallelujah. Praise God. He won our victory. He is that ultimate one that died once and for all. For mankind, he died. Even the Father said it pleased the Father to crucify him. It pleased the Father when he shed his blood on Calvary cross, because he only had to shed the blood once. Hallelujah. But that blood, it's still alive. It's still real. It's still powerful even this day. Amen. Hallelujah. Sinners, they fall beneath that blood and they lose all of their guilty stain. Hallelujah. If that is you, say amen to that. Hallelujah. Give him a praise. Hallelujah. Because we were once lost, but now we're found. We were once the children of darkness, but now we are children of light. That is so much to give God praise for. I want to tell you this. The scripture says, the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they are mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. Even in the situation with David and Goliath, if this big giant, where everyone else was running away from him, even Saul's army were running away. They feared for their life because this big arm, this big giant. But David knew. He knew in whom he believed because he had God on his side. Hallelujah. And he fought that enemy with just a single slingshot and a stone. Praise God. But God orchestrated. He directed that. Just like in the Bible, we talk about Jehoshaphat. When they were in the battle, when they're in the thick of the battle, I said, don't you worry about it. You just go praising him. And that is key, people of God. That is key. No matter what we're going through, some of us are in deep trouble. Some of us are in just knee deep trouble. trouble, where we just can't see our way out, when healing, we need healing desperately, it seems like that the finances are out of control. Let me tell you what, when you see Jesus, he is the answer. No matter what it is, God is the answer. He is the one that is able to fight for us. He is the one that's already won the victory. We just simply need to believe his word. Hallelujah. Praise God. So therefore, we don't have to be continuously defeated, but just simply say, Lord, I need help. We don't have to fall down to all the things that the enemy has said to us. I can't help it. I just can't. Every time I try to make one step, I seem to make two or three steps back. We don't need to worry about that. What we need to do is see Jesus. Look forward. Look to him. He is the author. He's the finisher of your faith. And he's able to deliver. He's able to set us free. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it's important, again, for all believers to stay suited up for battle at all times. And you say, what do you mean, suited up? In other words, as the scripture says in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, it tells us to put on the whole armor of God every day, every single day. It's just like getting up, washing your face, brushing your teeth, get suited up. In other words, the enemy, he never sleeps. He doesn't sleep. So thank God, God never sleeps in slumber. But the enemy stays up trying to deceive and trying to figure out the things that he can connive. But see, that's why the Lord tells us to watch as well as pray. We need to ask God, order my steps. Lord, lead me in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Hallelujah. Praise God. Putting on the whole armor. We can ask God. It not only covers us, but if or our children, ask God to cover our children. Let that armor cover our family. The armor be present in our employment, places of employment. Just keep us covered with that armor in the marketplace, wherever we go. Praise God. In accordance with Ephesians 6:13, that scripture says, take unto you, you take it, take up you the whole armor of God. Not part of it, the whole armor, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Lord knows we are living in the evil day where people can care less about God, let alone God's people. If you've got that armor on and you believe the word of God as it says, nothing can happen to you. God is in charge. Amen, someone. Glory to God. So take unto you the whole armor of God. It says that you may be able to stand in the evil day. In fact, people of God, we are going to get suited up for a battle right now. Every day is a battle. We have to watch as well as pray. The word of God tells us, if that wasn't the case, he would say, just put on part of it. No, it's nowhere in there it says put on part. It says put on the whole armor of God that you're able to stand. And here's what I want you to do on tonight, something a little bit different. We're getting ready to be suited up, put on the armor of God. And I am going to repeat, I'm going to say it slowly, and I'm going to give you time to repeat after me. And it's not just repeating after me, you are repeating the word of God. The Bible says we can declare and decree a thing. And how much more powerful can you get other than when you decree the word of God? As we need to learn to pray the word of God. When we pray the word of God, we're praying power, because the word of God is quick and it's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. So listen, we're going to move forward. I'm going to say it again. As I repeat, and I'll do it slow enough that you can repeat, but you say it as unto the Lord. And when you say it, release your faith and know that when you put on the whole armor of God. Are we ready? Amen. All right, repeat after me. In the name of Jesus, I put on the whole armor of God, that I may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For I wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, I take unto myself the whole armor of God, that I may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, I stand therefore, having my loins girt about with truth. Your word, Lord, which is truth, contains all the weapons of my warfare, which are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds. I have on the breastplate of integrity and of moral rectitude and right standing with you, which is faith and love. My feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In Christ Jesus, I have peace and pursue peace with all men. I am a minister of reconciliation, proclaiming the good news of the gospel. I take the shield of faith upon which I can quench all the flaming missiles of the wicked one, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is your word. In the face of all trials, tests, temptations, and tribulation, I cut to pieces the snare of the enemy by speaking your word. Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. Thank you, Father, for the armor. I will pray at all times, on every occasion, in every season, in the Spirit, with all manner of prayer and entreaty. To that end, I will keep alert and watch with strong purpose and perseverance, interceding in behalf of all the saints. My power and ability and sufficiency are from you, who qualified me as a minister and a dispenser of new covenant salvation in through Jesus Christ. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. If you believe that, give God praise. Tell him thank you. Tell the Lord that I believe that I have continued to put on the whole armor of God. And I release my faith that you will continue to bring it to pass. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We talked about tonight, Jehovah Tsabaoth, the Lord our warrior. Praise God. We want to have prayer tonight, and there are people that we have the names on our prayer list. ones that are names that are already there. But God, we must believe him that the ones that we believe God has called and asked for special prayer. We continue special prayer for Mr. Lawrence Randolph, for Carolyn Johnson. Continued special prayer even for Mother Dolores Liggins, Deacon Walter Brown. Continued prayer for Mr. Bernard Hatcher and Miss Shirley Brown. Continued prayer for Betty Ann Davis, and praise God. We want to remember continued prayer for Sister Helen Miller. There's just so many that we want to continue to pray and remember in prayer, all every one of you on this line tonight. And you have released your faith, suit yourself up with the Word of God every single day. And then, you know, if you want to repeat this, you can repeat this. Even just go to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, begin to tell us that I put on the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. You're going to need that. We're going to need it, as the scripture says, be able to stand. So let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you, God. We glorify you. We worship you on this evening in spirit and in truth. God, we thank you. Because you are Jehovah Tsaba. You are our warrior. You are our defense. You are, God, our high tower. You are our strength. You are our joy. You everything that we need. My God, you are a shield for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You are our fortress. Hallelujah. You are mighty tower. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, that we can look to you as the author and finisher of our faith. Father, we thank you for the shed blood of Jesus, God, that keeps us covered. Father, we thank you so much for loving us so much unconditionally. You love us, God, when we were sinners, and you love us even now, God. Even when we make mistakes, God, you still love us. We thank you for your long suffering. We thank you for being patient with us. And Father, we glorify you. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, that you are growing us up in you. We thank you. We are going to believe that. We're standing on your promises, God, that you are going to get the glory out of our life, that you can take us and make something beautiful out of our life, that you will use us, that you will get the glory, that you will get all the honor, all the praise. It belongs to you. And Father, we look into you. God, Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you are not slack concerning your promises. God, you said, call upon you. You said that you would hear us, and we thank you that you hear us when we call. We thank you, Lord, we can look to you, God. We thank you, Lord, God, you are our deliverer. You are our Savior. We praise you, God, and you are our healer. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, Father, touch those on this line that need healing right now, that need strength right now. God, hallelujah, even as those that are weak, God, we call for strength for them. In the name of Jesus, those that are weak in faith, those, God, that look like they can barely keep their head above the water, God, help them, Lord, to see you, God. Give them strength, God. Help them, Lord, God, to wait on you, God. You are, God, you are our strength tonight, God. You are healing, God. You're our joy. You're the joy of our salvation. Hallelujah, God. You are that bridge over troubled water. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord, at all times, and your praises shall continually be in our mouth. Touch sick bodies. Touch, Lord, touch that pain. Heal, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch those that have arthritis, God, of healing, God. Send forth your word and heal those that have rheumatism, God, in the name of Jesus. Neuropathy, we speak to that and command it to go in the name of Jesus. We command the swelling to go down in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, those, God, God, that pastor that had the brain surgery, Father God, you're able. Heal him, God. Touch him, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Speak to that cancer. God, it is your will. Your will be done in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Have mercy, Lord. We're praying unto you, God. We're asking you in faith of believing. You said if any two or three touching and agree in your name, you would be in the midst. We thank you to bless the needed one. There are many of us in need on tonight, God. We bless you, God. We thank you, Lord, because you hear our call. You hear our cry. And we thank you because you are a prayer answering God. We thank you for deliverance tonight. We thank you because we have hope in you, Lord. Hallelujah. We don't have hope in ourselves, but we have hope in you, God. There is no failure in you, God. We can depend on you, Lord. We can rest in you, God. We bless you, Lord. Bless those on everyone on this line, even those that are connected to us, God. Those that are connected to different ones on this line, save and deliver and set free, God, by your power, by the anointing. Hallelujah. Let the divine healing take place right now in the name of Jesus. Healing in the mind. Some need healing in their mind. Healing in their spirit, Father. Healing tonight. Glory to God. Healing in marriages. There are marriages that seem to be falling apart. But God, you are a healer, Father. Lord God, you are a restorer. We're asking you in the name of Jesus, restore the love, rekindle the love, rekindle the affection that husband and wife should have one for the other. In the name of Jesus, we call forth, God, healing up in their children, their children that have been disobedient, God. You able, God, to speak, God, in the name of Jesus, healing in the home, healing in the relationship, healing, God, even in the workplace, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Your God, if you be for us, who could be against us? Father, we know that no weapon that's formed against us shall be able to prosper. So we thank you for deliverance. We thank you for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that keeps our heart and keeps our mind through Christ Jesus. We thank you tonight for all that you are and all that you have done and all that you are yet to do. God, we pray, God. We pray for our churches, God. We pray for pastors. We pray for leaders. God, that you will stir up their pure mind in the name of Jesus, that they will, Lord, see you, God, and preach your word as never before. God, we have to preach it now, God, and we preach it in season, out of season. We need to do it now because it's soon be too late. But God, help us to preach your word. Help us to be real, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we believe you. We believe you and we thank you. We call forth the peace of God, the joy of the Lord, the strength of the Lord. We thank you right now. God, even as we sit here and pray tonight, we, Lord, touch your people. God, restore and strengthen on every hand in the mighty name of Jesus. For your will and for your glory, God, even for your praise. Glory to God. Let everyone on this line say amen. 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 Give God the praise. Give him the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. If you know him as a warrior, and you understand him as that warrior, he is that fighter for us. Glory to God. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, God, we love you. We love you tonight. We love you, Lord. And we magnify your name.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus'
yes.
name. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity just to call on your name. Father, we thank you for those that you have given traveling mercy. Traveling mercy, even as we speak right now. Those that have gone and come back home safe, still covered under the blood. We thank you, God. And we will bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Wow,
amen.
How fast the time goes. How fast the time goes, I tell you. This time goes so quickly. But praise God, we had this opportunity to praise God, to worship together, to learn together. We even learned a new word, Jehovah Tsaba. He's the Lord, our warrior. And then with that, I am going to close this line and just say, may you be blessed of the Lord. Remember, the battle is not yours. But the battle belongs to the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you. Continue to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. In Jesus' name.
Lord.
We love you. God bless
you.
And good night.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.